to the big picture. I hope people think about the big picture of the process of changing marijuana laws. And again, it can be so frustrating because the science doesn't meet the facts of the marijuana plant. And you have to, you know, your medical grower, you get six mature plants and you get 18 seedlings. But, you know, those seedlings, you're illegal once they get a foot tall or a foot wide or have any visible flowers, and how that makes no sense. But at the same time, think about how far we've come. In Oregon, in 1998, when the Medical Marijuana Act was originally passed, growers were only allowed to have three mature plants, four immature plants, and you're only allowed to have 3 ounces at the grow site and only 1 ounce away from the grow site. So now you're allowed six mature, 18 seedlings, and 24 ounces. And that occurred because of tireless activists that kept working and kept pushing. So regardless of what the law is now, what we have with Measure 91, what the legislature does with it this session, what the OLCC does with it when they're done with their rules, that's not going to be the end of it. We're going to be at the legislature every year pushing for better and improved rules for the cannabis community, for patients, and for the industry. So what happens now is not the end game. We will always be fighting. We'll always be working to improve the law. And when people like to congratulate me on the work I've done, I'm like, congratulate to all of us, because it's really something everyone has played their part. We're on the front lines. You all just being here, showing like the community aspect, and people who come from places that may not be so liberal or progressive on marijuana policy, they can feel a part of that community, feel like they're not alone. And I have to also give a shout out to Leland Berger. You've heard him this morning. You'll hear him again. Leland, please stand up. Leland gave me my first job in Oregon, working for him as an attorney, practicing criminal defense. I show up in my suit and tie for the interview, and he's wearing a tie-dye shirt, shorts, and flip-flops. I really think I cost myself the job by overdressing. But Lee hired me before I got home, so thank you very much, Lee, for that. And Lee and criminal defense attorneys like Lee, not only are they working to almost like put themselves out of business, or they have to transition out of it, you know, somebody who defends people from marijuana offenses, but is tirelessly working towards legalization. And for me, one of the factors for moving out of practicing criminal defense is that when people got sentenced to prison for marijuana, like, my heart just could not take it. And I would tell my friends and family back in Missouri that, oh, this guy got, you know, he had 50 pounds of marijuana in his trunk, and he just got sentenced to 18 months in prison. And they're like, well, that's a great deal. He only got 18 months. But to me, it's just an injustice. His mom and girlfriend are crying in the courtroom, and you get to know the person. And so it became imperative to me to move into a field where I wasn't standing next to people during sentencing like that anymore. And the first man that gave me my job in the activism realm was John Savio. So I like to commemorate John Savio as well for his work. And I have to commemorate him for that. So thank you, everybody.